We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft brought to you by the good folks at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field. And I'm in a good mood today because we are talking about one of my very favorite prospects in the NFL draft, and that is Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. Not from the most, you know, obviously famous of schools, not from a super high major program, but absolutely blew up the combine in Indianapolis. And I got to tell you, has been just shooting up draft boards, even for me. I mean, I had him thinking, you know, the mid 40s or 50s after my first kind of run through everything. And just, you know, in 2.0, he was higher. And now in 3.0, he's higher. He's not going to get any higher now. I'm pretty good with my rankings now. But my third version of my big board that took into account everything that happened in Indianapolis, that took into account more film study, he's got a high ranking. And we'll talk about that. But a riser throughout the whole process and a really, really fun player to watch play football. Okay, pros, super impressive athlete. And that was clear. Before he blew up the combine, it's not just all about the time speeds. Like when you watch him play football, he is really good, and not just really good. I know that's big analysis there. Not just really good, but it's clear that like he's the guy on the field. He moves different. He moves faster. He moves at a different speed, especially in the MAC. He's just a different guy. Heavy cover three scheme at Toledo, which fits Green Bay. And frankly, you know, fits kind of the league. I mean, it's a zone league now. Whether you're playing cover three or cover four doesn't matter that much from a cornerback perspective, from your responsibilities. You're either a deep quarter, you're a deep third. And so he's going to be valuable to the whole league. But if Halfley wants to play a ton of cover three, he's going to be super valuable to Green Bay. And he would be one of my, top, like, pants off guys at 25. I think we've moved past the point where they don't have to trade up for him, though. I'm not 100% on that. I don't know for sure, but that's where I'm leaning, is that Quinyon, he's not like Alt, Fashanu, Bowers, the three quarterbacks, Neighbors, Adunze, MHJ. Like, I'm not just guaranteeing that Quinyon Mitchell won't be there for Green Bay, but I'm definitely willing to have the conversation about Quinyon Mitchell not being there with Green Bay having an opportunity to take him. His acceleration is elite. His recovery speed is elite. Those two kind of are married to each other. Super smooth in the back pedal and very technically sound. And I appreciate that. And I've talked about this with some other guys, and specifically sometimes with smaller school guys, where they will be so much the best athlete on the field that they get a little bit lost in the details. They're not the biggest technicians, because Quinyon Mitchell in the MAC, he even said, I think at the combine, he said, I'm the best player in the history of the MAC. Of course, Ben Roethlisberger went in the MAC. Khalil Mack was in the MAC. There's a lot of good football players. I think there's Fisher, you know, the Central Michigan kid. Greg Jennings was a MAC kid. But hey, I need that. I need a psychopath to play a corner. I mean, I need that I am the best guy in the world mentality, because you're going to give up a touchdown. You're going to give up a 30-yard reception. You're going to give up a bunch of things. And the best corners in the world don't care. And of course, they don't want to give up those plays. But the next play, they're right back where they were, as in, I'm the effing man. Even though I just gave up a 15-yard, you know, first down, I'm still better than the guy across from me. You need to have that mentality. He absolutely does have it. Route recognition is excellent. He doesn't get outsmarted. He does not panic. You see coverage busts from the Packers all over the place last year. I don't think Quinion Mitchell is going to be the cause of a ton of coverage busts at the NFL level. I think he's super smart. Incredibly, guys. And I do mean incredibly productive on the ball. I don't think I've seen anybody else with more. He had 27 pass breakups over the last two seasons. I don't think there is a defensive back in FBS football that had more than 27 pass breakups in the last 2 years. I'm not looking exactly at it, but 27 PBUs is doing stuff. And he also had 6 picks. So he got his hands on the football 33 times. That's ball production that the Packers weren't even in the realm of having in the secondary last year. Just playmaking that they flat out don't have. Okay. Versatile guy, 109 boxes or slot snaps last year, moves inside, moves outside. The numbers, they are sweet. A 51.1 passer rating against in 2003 and a 34.8 passer rating against in the last 2 years. I can't remember what the passer rating is if you just throw the ball at the dirt, but I think it's close to 34.8. Somebody can tell me in the comments, because people always make that, I shouldn't say always, but people make that on that joke, or that they point that out sometimes on game broadcasts when a guy throws a couple picks or whatever. So somebody tell me what the passer rating is if you just junk one, because I think it's about what it was when targeting Quinion Mitchell in 2022. Freak in Indy. Freak. No agilities, didn't run agilities. I assume he'll run those, or he's just happy with his stock and won't do anything. But I would guess that he'll run those at Toledo's Pro Day. And he had an absolutely blazing 40 at 4.33 when you have above average, nearly prototypical size. I mean, I would love every cornerback to be 6 foot and 1/8, 195. Not too tall, not too short. 195 is perfect, not too thick, not too thin. He is the archetype for cornerback, and certainly the archetype for Packers cornerback. He is just that dude. Okay, cons. The MAC is not a very good league. And he did not grade out well against Ohio State in 2022 and didn't play particularly well against Illinois in 2023. So if you have, level of competition concerns, if those are real for you, well, then, those are there, right? Because again, played in the MAC, not a great league. And then, you know, did not play super well against Ohio State. They gave up 100% completion percentage in his targeting area at OSU in the game against OSU. And then in 2023, I didn't think he was super great against Illinois either. Played well, though, against Notre Dame and Colorado State in 2021. So kind of take it all with a grain of salt. I'm not super worried about it, but we got to put something in the con status if he's not going to be CB1. And he's not. We'll get to that. But he is not CB1 for me. Not the best tackler in the world, not terrible, but not the best. He's not like, I think yesterday was probably Ennis Rakestraw. He doesn't tackle like Rakestraw. So not something I'm super concerned about, but not necessarily like a plus on the note. So he's fine, not great, and you'd want him to improve. But ultimately, if he's as good as a shutdown guy and as a ball producer, I don't really, honestly, he could tackle like Deion, and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't if he's this good. Sometimes a little hesitant to click and close you. He's got good eyes, but sometimes, when I talk about him not panicking, sometimes to me, he almost doesn't panic too much. And he maybe was like, I'm quick enough or I'm fast enough. I can really let this play out. And on the rare occasions where he does give up completions, I think that's sometimes what happens is I'm just such a good athlete that I can let him, you know, fake and stutter and do all this stuff. But then he actually makes his cut. He's like, oh. And again, this is not a consistent problem. We talked about his passer ratings when targeted, but There's got to be something in the cons.
It's so crazy to think that we're over a month removed from actual football, and it's already the start of free agency. But despite the end of football, the action on the floor is just beginning to heat up. It's tournament season, the NBA's in its final push towards the playoffs, and there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. So that means it's time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. There are so many reasons why Prize Picks is my favorite fantasy app, but my absolute favorite aspect is the fact that I can log in, easily make my selections, and submit my entry within 60 seconds. Prize Picks completely changed my football season and my overall enjoyment of the game. Now, it's NCAA tournament time, and I sincerely cannot wait to combine two of my favorite activities, March Madness and Prize Picks. This week, I'm already keeping an eye out for Damian Lillard three-point makes, Nikola Jokic rebounds, and let's just say I plan on making a ton of Caitlin Clark picks over the next couple weeks. The best part is that right now you can download the app and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. So download that app right now and use code PACKADAY for that first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, Packers fit, home run, like I said, prototype size for them, prototype 40-yard dash, played football already in the Midwest, has played outside in the cold. Just everything about this kid, Quinion Mitchell, screams Green Bay Packer, A-plus fit. Zero problems with the fit whatsoever, and I think they'd be absolutely thrilled to get him. I'd move up for him. I would. I'd find out. I mean, if it was me and he started to drop just a little bit, I would find out what like pick 88 could get me. Pick 88 in addition to 25. And I'm not. This is great. This is great. Great radio here. So just looking at the trade value chart, if we are talking about what pick 88 is worth, you're talking about 47 points. It could get you to 23. No, it could get you maybe to 20, 22 or 23. They wanted to move up three spots. Now, of course, pick 58 or 41, you take 25 and 41, you can get in the top 10 to go get Quinion Mitchell. I would not do that. Just personally, how much I love this class between like player 25 and player 80 and how strong I think that group is. They did it. I'm not going to be mad because I think Quinion Mitchell has a chance to be that dude. I really do. He could play inside or outside. There is the size there. I want him to shore up his tackling a little bit. He's going to be Green Bay's full-time nickel, but I don't think you're taking this guy to play nickel, to be honest with you. I think if you took Quinion Mitchell high, now you're looking at Andrew Phillips, you're looking at Jerrion Jones, you're looking at Mikey Sainristil, still, you're looking at Max Melton. We're looking at dealing with nickel corner later in the draft if you're taking Quinion Mitchell high, but I think he can play inside. Certainly has the size if you're looking for him to occasionally match up with like a flex tight end at 6'195" and not get embarrassed. I think that's something that he could do. He's got, like I said, just prototypical size, man. He's tall enough. He's fast enough. We'll see how he does with the agilities, but nothing that I saw at Toledo would tell me that he's not going to break 7 seconds in a three cone if he even runs one, because like I said, look where his stock is now. he can probably only hurt his stock at the pro day. Now, who knows? Some guys love to compete. Roma Dunze love to compete, right? Also, the guys, because I'm you know, cover North Dakota State, that's something that you'll see, which is a guy like Quinion, like when NDSU has had a Cody Malk last year, top 50 guy. Well, Cody did all the drills and told everybody he was going to do all the drills at NDSU because it put more eyeballs on his teammates, brought more scouts to NDSU's pro day. Same exact thing with a school like Toledo. If Quinion Mitchell tells scouts, hey, I'm doing everything and I'm not working out at Ohio State's pro day, I'm working out at Toledo's pro day, that could bring in a ton of eyes to his teammates, to the other guys trying to make it to the league, and kind of be one final nice thing that he does for the University of Toledo. Like I said, I've seen it at the mid-major level myself. And speaking of the mid-major level, they have zero problems, guys. They don't care. Green Bay doesn't care. Jordan Love, Utah State, mid-major. Christian Watson, North Dakota State, mid-major. Tucker Kraft, South Dakota State, mid-major. Carl Brooks, Bowling Green, mid-major. Romeo Dubs, Nevada, mid-major. Josiah DeGuara, at the time, Cincinnati, mid-major. MVS, South Florida, mid-major. Aaron Jones, UTEP, mid-major. They don't care. Okay, you're in the FCS, you're in the G5, and you can play football? They don't care. Green Bay doesn't. They will find you. They don't care. And sometimes that has backfired. Like, I don't think they're super thrilled with the DeGuara pick. But, man, for where they took MVS and the rest of those guys, I mean, you're thrilled with Jordan Love. You'd like Christian Watson to stay healthier. But when he's on, he's their best guy. Tucker Kraft has looked awesome. Carl Brooks has looked awesome. Romeo Dubs has been awesome for where they took him. Like, their hit rate, what, Greg Jennings, Western Michigan, Donald Driver, Alcorn State, Brett Favre, Southern Mississippi. I can go way back. They don't care, man. The Pack, they do not care. And they've been, by the way, doing good at not caring. Josh Sitton, UCF, TJ Lang, Eastern Michigan. I can go all day. Okay, they don't care. Anyway, overall grade, and this is going to be a shorter episode, but there aren't that many things to talk about because he's awesome. And I don't think he's going to be there. So it is kind of a shorter episode. High number one on the very, very edge of a blue chip prospect for me with Quinion Mitchell. The only thing is I wish he had played better against Ohio State and Illinois. That's my only thing. You know, he had these showcase opportunities against high major. Didn't go that well. I'm not worried about it, or I wouldn't rank him 14th overall and give him a solid round one grade. But it exists. Cornerback 3. Right now, pulling up the old big board 3.0. What world did I do with that thing? Here it is. He is behind, DeJean and Wiggins. He's behind DeJean and Wiggins. And there's a little, he's right there with Terry and Arnold. And then I've got a little gap between them from a grading perspective. And then we get to Kool-Aid. And then we kind of dip and get to, I believe, TJ Tampa. Right. You get to the TJ Tampa, Ennis Rakestra, Kamari Lassiter area. And those guys are fine. And we'll talk about, I think, a lot of those guys. We have talked about a lot of those guys. But anyway, so that's where we're at with Quinion Mitchell. 14th overall, CB3, mid-round one grade, awesome player. Guys, thank you so much for watching. If you're here on YouTube or listening, if you're taking this in through the podcast, how can you help us? How can you help us? Easy. Buy the Green Bay Draft Guide powered by Packer Report. Use the promo code DAILY, as in the daily draft, DAILY, for 10% off that guide. Come check us out over at Packer Report. Okay, the first month is always $1 for VIP status. You get stuff in season from Dusty. You get really cool stuff from NFL personnel and inside sources that Mark Echo has. I will do some VIP protected draft work throughout the season. Jacob Morley's doing some awesome VIP protected stuff, and it's just the number one way to support me and my group of writers. It's just the number one way to do it. First month is $1. You don't like us, see ya. I'll give you, that has been a standing promise from me. I will give you the $1 back. I will. And if you like us, it's an easy transition to a discounted annual rate. Other than that, follow me. I'm at Ross Uglum on X, formerly known as Twitter. And do everything that you are supposed to do here on the Pack-A-Day podcast. Like, subscribe, hit the bell, get the notifications so that you get absolutely every piece of Packers content that the Pack-A-Day crew puts out for you on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your day, guys, and go Pack Go.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour three-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.